Hey everyone, welcome to another listener edition of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. We've got a questioner from David in Tennessee today, and I'm going to try to answer the question and hopefully offer him some clarity. So David, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, and my question is about the new iPhone SE. I read your story that it's coming out again in the next few days after, I guess, a hiatus for a while. I bought one, actually two. And, you know, the battery life isn't what it used to be, but it's adequate. And the phones do everything we want them to do. And they appear to show no signs of slowing down in any great detail. So my quick question to you is just, do I keep on using these four-year-old SEs, or would it be wise to go and invest in the new ones?
I'm a big believer in using your technology until you can't use it anymore. You know, they want you to buy a new one, but that's fine. That doesn't mean that you have to. You know, I have an iMac here that is working perfectly. It's from 2011, and I tried to put Quicken on it and was told that I could not put Quicken on it because my computer was from 2011. I don't think that's fair. But in the case of your phone, you're doing fine. You know, what would you get from the new phone? You'd get better power, you'd get a bigger screen, and you'd probably have a better camera. I think that you're probably like most people, and you're doing just fine with what you got. What do you think?
I tend to agree. I'm like you, and this applies not just to phones and technology, but cars. My dad taught me to, you know, drain every last drop out of anything you buy, because like you say, the powers that be want you to be impressed by the flashy new toy. And I guess the things you mentioned as far as a slightly bigger screen and maybe a slightly better camera and some features that I'm not even familiar with, I'd love to have that. But on the other hand, you know, since they are working, there's no apparent issue. Kind of hate to drop $800+ just for the sake of couple of new features.
I don't blame you. I did a test this week with another new phone that just came in that claimed that it's faster than any other phone, right? And so I opened up a YouTube clip of Prince singing a song. It opened in 1 second versus 4 seconds on the other older phone. Could I live with that 3 seconds? I think I can. How about you?
Yeah, and I thought the same thing. I read something that may have been in your article that said something to the effect that it would be, you know, much faster. And, you know, my immediate reaction was, really? It's going to be faster than what I've got? Can it be faster than what I got? I guess I am satisfied with whatever it is, 2 or 3 seconds in some cases. But, you know, certainly I don't go around moping that somebody's got a phone that's 1 second faster than mine. And I will say that, you know, there's this fear of technology. I noticed in my briefcase, I still have your articles from around, I don't know, 2012, 2013 about how to shoot video and edit something on an iPhone. I'm pretty much catching up with that now. You know, it's taken me that long to get to that curve. So I'm not looking forward to the whole thing of transferring things to another phone. I know that's easy for 90% of Americans, but it's not something I look forward to.
Well, I want to thank you for keeping my articles in your briefcase. I will say that the camera on the iPhone 11 Pro is really nice, particularly for video. It's great. I think for 80% of the world, they don't care. And it doesn't matter, but I mean, it's a beautiful camera that continues to amaze me every day at just how good it is. But that's not why everyone's buying the phone. They're buying the phone for it to make calls and to text and to get emails and just to run their daily life. I'm a photographer, so it means a lot to me. You know?
Well, Jefferson's been great talking with you. As I say, truly longtime fan and reader. Love your input and really appreciate what you do for those of us who are tech challenged.
All right, David Carroll, thank you so much for calling us from Tennessee. This is Jefferson Graham. If you've got any more questions for me, I'm at Jefferson Graham on Twitter. If you've been listening to Talking Tech, please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back to you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech. David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
See ya.